Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, I just want to, you know, give a shout out to all of our Facebook friends out there. It's exciting to see you guys coming on and joining our over 3,152 likes that are there. You know, like us. You know, go to VFNTV.com, click on our Facebook, and join the likes. And, you know, like-minded people walk together. And that's right. And we need, it's a day and time where we need to encourage each other, because we're going to be sharing some things today on the in the first hour and the second hour that are, you know, it is fact. It's what's really going on. But then we're going to shine the light of God's word on it. And you're going to know, oh, okay, okay. But then we're going to inspire you that you know, you're the answer. Christ in you is the answer. You know, the Christ in you is the hope of glory. Mm-hmm. If we want to see God's glory manifest in America again, it's going to be the church finding out that Christ in them is the hope for that to take place.
That's right.
You know, and it's not Christ in a physical building, but it's Christ in you as the building of Christ. I mean, you are God's workmanship. Mm-hmm. You're his building, and that he loves you. He's got a plan for your life. But he's also given us the great commission, not the great suggestion.
Right.
You know, not the great idea, not the great, right. I'll pay somebody else to do it. I mean, every one of us are going to stand before him and say, you know, who did you tell?
That's right.
You know, I heard, you know, a statistic that I believe, John, isn't 95%, you know, it's not a present day statistic, but it's a statistic that was recent, that 95% of people in America who profess to be a Christian don't lead one person to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's true.
95%. You know, really just like, oh my goodness, how can, if we love him, how can we not tell people about him?
Right.
That's right.
I want to encourage you this morning that's what we're doing at VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program. Every single day, 24 hours a day on the VFN torch at VFNTV.com, VFN radio, we are bringing with the VFN TV apps and VFN television, all the things that we're doing is doing just that. And so, you know, one way that you can join the 5% is partner with VFN TV and the daily radio program. And then we together, you know, you lead them to VFN TV, you lead them to VFN radio, and together we will lead them to the Lord.
Absolutely.
Does that make sense? We'll lead them to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. We'll lead them together, and not only lead them, but we won't leave them, L-E-A-V-E. We won't leave them. We will stay with them on a continual basis to encourage them. Mm-hmm. You know, we want to encourage you. Listen, you need encouragement when darkness is so prevalent, and when wrong is preached as right, and that when there's more bad than good, and that it seems like, is there any good on your mind at any time?
Right,
and then
right.
all the virtualness that's about today, you know, that you know, you can't help but things hit your eyes and things you got to just like, you're constantly just like, oh, turning your head and turning your, and you know, and hoping that it doesn't hook you, you know, by the grace of God, that God would keep you no matter what it is. And we need each other to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. And we need a plan to be able to do that. We need, did God leave us here with no idea and no wisdom how to walk with him? He told us in John 15 that we can do nothing outside of personally abiding with him.
Yeah.
And abiding has been so defined by so many different things other than what it really is, what it really is. And it's very, very simple. As a matter of fact, I'm fixing to make available right now the definition of a simple, you know, abiding with the Lord. But understand this, that he didn't leave us without a simple plan to be able to abide with him. Mm-hmm. I mean, he tells us how to do it. And if you were to define abiding, you would define, because it's John 15, he says, apart from abiding in me, you can do nothing. Well, this is how we define it. And it's biblically correct. I mean, you can verify it, but we describe it as abiding. We describe abiding as spending time with God regularly, not religiously, but regularly, reading his word, which is the Bible, hiding his word in our hearts, which is word memorization. Thy word hath I hid in my heart that I wouldn't sin against you. Communicating with God, that means praying, talking, and listening, and then obeying what he says or impresses on you to do. Obedience. That's simple.
Right.
And you can do this out. I mean, just you and Jesus, this can happen.
That's right.
You know, we get together, you know, as the church, which are believers in Christ, we just say amen because you've been hearing the same Jesus I've been hearing.
That's right.
You're
Monday,
reading the same.
Tuesday, Wednesday,
yeah,
Thursday.
Yeah. 24/7, you know, Jesus That's in right. the morning, Jesus at lunch, Jesus at supper time, you know, and he speaks to us. And so he left us a plan. And if you don't have that plan right now, you can find that plan. You can find a plan. We have a simple plan for you to get you started. It's at iAbide, just like iPhone, mm-hmm. iTouch,
iPad,
the letter I, iAbide.org. Mm-hmm. And you can go there and just read a little bit about it, you know, and it just kind of encourages you. And then you can request a free instant, by the way. The second you request it, you'll instantly get a simple plan. It was Coach. Which coach was it that in the Miami Dolphins? He said, you know, I have to.
Coach Landry.
Coach Landry's.
Cowboys.
The Coach Landry of the Cowboys said, you know, about his players. He says, I have to get them to do what they don't want to do so they can have what they always wanted to have their entire life. Mm-hmm. And that, as believers, listen, we're called to more than this. Mm-hmm. You know, and we all know it. Mm-hmm. But the thing about it is, what do we have to, you know, we have to get our flesh to do what it doesn't want to do. Submit to God, right? Mm-hmm. To have what we know in our heart that God wants us to have.
Right.
Does that make sense? And so,
yeah, absolutely.
And so you just need a plan to do that. And we have a simple plan for you, a simple abiding plan that even children are hearing from God with this. You don't mm-hmm. you don't need all this technology and everything. You just need you, Jesus, a Bible, and a simple little journal that you can get from anywhere, just a blank journal. And mm-hmm. you'll be surprised. And a crayon. If you don't have a pencil, get a crayon.
Right.
Or, you know, like Abe Lincoln, you know, go into the fireplace and get a piece of coal and write on, you know, whatever. I mean, it's amazing what God can do. So I want to encourage you this morning. You know, some of the things we're going to be sharing with you, we're sharing them because it's happening. Mm-hmm. We're sharing them because God's telling us to. He's compelling us to. But we're also going to illuminate it with God's word, you know, and shine the light of God's word on it. And then be inspired. Hang around for the inspiration to understand that it's God is looking for heroes in this generation. Mm-hmm. And a hero is somebody who does what's right at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're the ones who responded to the season. They responded to what was going on. If there was a fire and there was somebody trapped, that hero, that woman or that man, that young man or young woman, they ran into the house and they saved the child.
Mm-hmm.
That was what was happening.
Sure.
But what's happening right now, we need Jonas. Mm-hmm. You know, we need Jonah heroes. We need Joshua heroes.
Right.
You know, we need people who are willing to stand up and say, you know what? We need Jeremiah heroes. We need mm-hmm. people who will just tell it like it is and hopes that people will respond to it and be convicted in the core of their hearts and turn back to God. And we would be blessed or continue to be blessed as a people, as a nation, you know, and as a church.
Mm-hmm.
And so be encouraged. And then we want to activate you in that, you know, activate mm-hmm. you that, you know, and if you haven't yet, you know, been connected or related to being activated in your calling, what God's called you to do, I mean, you can do that. You know, vfnfamily.org, we have a way to do that. I mean, mm-hmm. God is poured into our heart, his word, and then his word, you know, as people, when they look at VFN, for example, Vine Fellowship Network, they go, this is nothing but the word of God.
Right.
Isn't that how it always is supposed to be? Why would That's it right. be anything else, mm-hmm. you know? And, but they say, oh, this is great. It just all makes sense that, you know, the book of Acts is not a history book. It's what's supposed to be happening in my life as a believer, that these signs, Jesus said, follow those who believe.
Yeah.
You know, those who believe don't follow signs, you know?
It's an operating manual.
It's an it's an operating manual. And, you know, Americans were guilty today of not pulling that book out of the glove box and seeing how the car works.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how many are guilty of the church not pulling the Bible out to find out how we work and how
right.
God works and how things happen? Well, you can find out about that. We even have Vine Fellowship Network University, vfnu.org. You know, if you're feeling called to go deeper in God and deeper, you know, in possibly shepherding God's people, you know, being a leader and one that protects and defends and trains and loves and connects people to God, you know, and launches them into their destiny. Mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. think about that. That we have everything that you can think of, every part of that, we have that, you know, available for you at vfnfamily.org. There's just so much. We just want to make sure that we're in a new, this is like the Gutenberg printing press today. What we're coming to you over, and what we'll be coming to you over and have been, is like the Gutenberg printing press of our day. Prior to this printing press, that the Bible was kept, the Word of God was kept by priests who did not trust the commoner, you know, with the Word. And so they, and what they found out when the commoner and the plow man got the Bible, you know, they would get this big Bible, they'd buy it and share it in the city, and they'd sit around and somebody would read it. They would, you know, put them in prison, they would cut their heads off, sure. They would call it treason, because it wasn't the fact they really didn't trust them. They realized once everybody knew the truth, then you could, they found out that they were doing things that weren't right according to the truth.
That's right.
You know, and they didn't like that. And so then they had the Gutenberg printing press. And so they went and tried to seize the press. They tried to, they burned people at us. They burned them with fire till they died because of this. But yet today we have the Bible. We have so many Bibles.
Right.
And, you know, there was a day that the church did not have the Bible, did not have the Word.
Right.
And God said, you know, I want my people to have the Word.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that now this is what the Lord is saying. You know, I want my church back. I want my church back. You know, think about it. You know, either God is God or he's not.
That's right.
And he is.
That's right.
Either God can or he just can't. But he can.
Mm-hmm.
Either you can add to God or you can't. And you can't. The question is, do you believe this?
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe, again, that he is God and that he can do all things and he holds all things together? Listen, we're looking for a people. We're looking for men and women who will rise to the occasion despite the strongholds of a religious spirit, despite the sword that's rising higher and higher and higher in our faces, that will just say, you know what? I want to be a part of the army, you know, spiritual army that says, God, I will follow the blueprint for turning the heart of this nation and turning the heart of this generation. I want to be a part of something sort of like, you know, Gideon's army. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Remember Gideon,
that
Gideon rose up and God said, who me? Why would you choose me? I'm the weakest in the league. I'm eking out 11. And God's going, that's the reason why I chose you. Mm-hmm. And then he says, thousands of people come, but then they find out after the thousands of people leave the camping trip. No, after a thousand people leave, they find out the price involved in that, and they're fearful, and they're scared, and they're not willing to give things up, and so they leave. And then eventually, God puts 300 people around Gideon that God was going to deliver an entire nation from the captivity of strife, the captivity of the Midianites, who actually held God's people captive, who overtaxed them, who oppressed them, who did all these things to them. Maybe you're being called. Maybe you're the one that's called to be to lead. Maybe you have this inside of you, and you looked at what was, and you thought, this is just, I can't be a part of this chaos, because you have lead in you. You have leadership in you. You're that person that would lead the platoon. You're that person that would go take the hill. You're the one that if God said do it, you would do it. And you look around and you go, there's not anybody doing anything, much less taking the hill. I'm not gonna play at this. I want to obey God. I want to go after God. You know, maybe Gideon's army is for you. You know, Gideon's army is what we call, through a rhema word of God, it was confirmed through a spiritual father, Ken Summerall, a special forces that God's put together to be able to be a part, almost like a flank, if you would, in the spiritual battle. I mean, he's doing this all over the place, to be a part of bringing God. God wants his church back.
Right. That's right.
And it's going to take people who are willing to stand up for God and follow the blueprint from heaven that Gideon didn't have, but God had. And when they applied that, when they blew the horns and smashed their pitchers and all this kind of stuff, even though it looked like it was totally terrible, what happened? The enemy turned on themselves. Listen, they're going to turn on themselves if we'll rise up and declare the glory of God. If we'll repent and we'll turn back to God, they'll turn on themselves. Well, it looks like it's totally over. They were coming in against God's people to destroy them. You know, God surrounded them with a few. They obeyed the voice of God, and God turned them in on themselves. And next thing you know, the few chased after the many. And nobody joined in till God got all the credit. God wants his church back. He wants to be God again in your life. He wants to be God again in what you call your ministry. He wants to be God again in your abiding time, in your marriage, in your family, in your nation. It's time. I mean, he is God, but he wants to be God in your life, mm-hmm. in your nation, in your business, in your family, mm-hmm. and in your marriage. Well, you can find out more about Gideon's Army and all that we're doing at greglancasterministries.org. That's where it kind of everything that God has given us. It just kind of, you can get to it from right there. All the different diverse things, including the prophecy of Elijah and what God, I mean, we didn't just get here. This has been a journey of preparation and why we're able to be as strong right now as we are, because we've been through a lot.
That's right.
You know, and what we profess and what we've seen it. Mm-hmm. You know, we're just not naming names. You know,
That's right. We've seen it.
But really, it's a spirit. Realize this, that when Peter was, you know, saying things he shouldn't have been saying at the time that he said it, that Jesus understood that Peter could be used by him once he's gone through the process. And so he didn't write Peter off, and we don't write any. God loves the church, and we need the church. If you haven't yet read the prophetic word from Rick Joyner called The Torch and the Sword, which is really a Gideon's word, you know, for a day, and understanding that you will be encouraged, because you don't want to hurt the church. You want to encourage the church. But you have to understand, the church is not buildings or organization. The church is people. Mm-hmm. But one way to help the church is tell the church the truth, so the church could respond to the truth. But, you know, we're not helping anybody by not telling them the truth. We're not helping people by saying, oh, the vain philosophies and traditions of man, no big deal. You don't really need the power of God, and you don't need the word of God. It's like, no, we need God.
Right.
So I just want to encourage you this morning. If that's you, if you're like, you know, I'm ready, you know, I'm seeing all this stuff going on. And right now people are turning to politics. They're putting their trust in men, Mormons and Muslims.
Right.
You know, it's crazy things that are going on right now, instead of putting their trust in God. And realize God's bigger than all of that. And God loves all these people that are all of us. And that it's for us to preach the truth to them so that they can find God, just like we have found God, and God will forgive them as he's forgiven us, and he'll bring us back to a nation that where, you know, we're blessed again. We're blessed again as a nation. As a nation. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
Well, you can find out more about all of that, of course, at greglancasterministries.org. I mean, that's Vine Fellowship Network, Gideon's Army, VFNU, VFN TV, VFN Radio. It's all birthing apostolically out of what God is saying to us in this word for this generation. It's totally awesome. God is good. God can. Like I said, God is God. Mm-hmm. You can't add to him. And yes, he can. We'll be right back.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.